Good morning once again, and welcome back to the Live, Build, Change Morning Mindset edition of the podcast. This is where I come to you every morning. My name is Kerry Green, by the way. I'm a retired pastor and an entrepreneur who really cares about my brothers and sisters in Christ being able to live according to God's will. And this morning mindset is aimed to help you do that, to help you at the beginning of your day or the end of your day, whenever you listen to this. But I prefer at the beginning, because if you get your mind right at the beginning, you're able to think rightly throughout the day more easily. And so this morning mindset is my attempt to give to the body of Christ some encouragement, some affirmation, some enthusiasm, some inspiration that you can effectively live the life God has called you to live. And in the last four episodes of this Morning Mindset podcast, we have taken a deep dive into perhaps one of the deepest, most difficult to understand and accept situations or theological concepts that exists. And it's the fact that God is sovereign. He is over and above everything, to the point that he actually controls things like human decisions. And we see it in God telling Moses that he will harden Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh will sin and not let the people of Israel go out of their captivity. That, I pointed out, is something God can do and should do for the reason he did it. God says later on, he did this so that all the earth would see that he is God and would give glory to his name. And I pointed out in yesterday's episode of the podcast that God pointing others to his own magnificence and his own glory is not a sinful thing like we would consider it if it were a person doing it, because God is perfection. God is holiness. He is every good thing that we could ever want or need. And so to point that out to all of us human beings who are struggling and striving and sinning in this world is to point out to us the source of our greatest good, which we must understand is a loving thing for God to do. God is loving us by showing us his great glory. He is loving us, in this instance, by hardening Pharaoh's heart and causing this whole little drama to go on that we're gonna read about, with all the plagues and with all the back and forth between Moses and Pharaoh. God caused all that to happen to point out exactly who he is as God, because there were people in the circumstance who needed to know that. Who was it that needed to know that? Well, most importantly, was Moses and the people of Israel. They had been in slavery for over 400 years. They had been away from their culture, away from their understanding of God, away from their interaction with a religious system. In fact, they had no religious system at that point. And so God is reintroducing himself, and he is showing to his own people how mighty and how great he was, so that they would turn to him in faith, to learn to trust him, to learn to fear him, to learn to honor him, and begin to build their lives around him, which is what his holy nation was intended to be. But there were people beyond the people of Israel, the people of Egypt, other nations who would see and hear what went on between God and Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt, and hear how mighty the God of Israel was. And that's where we find ourselves today. Can we submit ourselves to the sovereign, loving hand of God, that he does whatever he pleases, and it is good, and it is for our good? Today, I want to encourage you, look around you at the circumstances you face and see God working for your good in those. And though you don't understand it, thank him for it and rest in it. Let's talk again tomorrow.